it.
Well, Mitch, you kind of alluded to this earlier, but what was that phone call like? You got it last night.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable feeling. It's been a lot of months of just grinding and preparing and just hoping this moment would come. And to get that call and be able to get in here today and already get out here at a practice, and now I got a lift after this, it's pretty unbelievable feeling.
Surreal from the simple fact that I know that you grew up not far from here, and now you're having a chance to go high school, college, and now pro here in Minnesota.
Exactly. I don't think you can draw it up any better than that. And I mean, you got Marcus Sherrills, Adam Thielen, and Isaac Fichte all here, you know, paving the way for guys like me. So it's you know, a great group of guys there to look up to, and just an unbelievable opportunity. I'm really grateful for the Vikings for giving me this opportunity.
Mitch, when you say you were waiting for the call to come, just from A team to call, or from this team specifically, hoping for that?
Pretty much A team, but I mean, it couldn't be any better than coming here and staying in the home state. So, but yeah, it was a long, lot of months of working hard, and finally to be able to get that call was just awesome.
What did they tell you they were looking for from you, from bringing you in?
They just wanted me to come in and compete, work hard, learn the system, and just be a sponge and soak up as much as I could. And you know, when I get some reps out there, take advantage of it.
What do you think you kind of bring to the table as a guy who I'm sure you believe, you know, can make the NFL?
Well, I think I bring a lot of athleticism and size to the position, and I feel like I'm pretty smart and can get a quick understanding of what they're trying to do on offense here, and really understand the playbook. And you know, hopefully, the faster I can learn it, the quicker I can get out there and actually take some reps against the defense.
Did you get a playbook last night or today, or when do you get into that?
They gave me it right before meetings today, so all I kind of got to look at was what they were doing at practice today. So be able to dive in tonight.
What does the crash course in the playbook look like then? I mean, is it late nights?
Or? Yeah, it's probably going to be a lot of late nights, and you know, luckily I have you know, my good buddy Isaac Fichte here to help me out too. So he probably doesn't know that that's coming, but you better be ready.
How much do you lean on a guy like that to help you kind of, I'll say, fast forward and get ahead of the game as much as you possibly can?
Yeah, I mean, I think he understands it, and he was itching and just chomping at the bit for me to get into a team as bad as I was. So for him to walk into the locker room today and see me there, I mean, you could tell on his face he was really amped up, and I was like, I'm going to need your help learning this thing. And he was like, oh, he was more than willing to help me. So
what's the biggest thing a guy like that can do for you to help you get up to speed?
Well, I think, you know, just – He's a really a smart guy. I mean, you know, with his dad being such an unbelievable coach as well, he really understands the game, and he understands how quarterbacks think out there. So, you know, he can do a great job of helping me with different reads and progressions throughout the playbook.
The fact that you guys have played in the same offense, does that help kind of put it on some common ground as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we threw together for the majority of the summer with a few other Vikings guys and Case Keenum as well. So, you know, just having that relationship with a lot of those guys makes it easier.
What had you been doing? Had you gotten another job, or have you just been?
I've been, you know, I train in the mornings at Inspired Athletics, a facility up in Plymouth there, and then I'd go down and I'd help out at Lakeville South at their high school football, and then I'd do a delivery service at night for Bite Squad and haul some meals around. So, you know, I hate to let those guys down, but. It's good to have an opportunity out here.
Sorry if you already addressed it, but what were you doing?
Just in Minneapolis. Yeah.
What were you doing exactly? When did you get the call, and what were you doing at the time?
I was actually up at my cabin, and I was out fishing, and I didn't have my phone necessarily right by me at the moment. And then a couple minutes later, I look and see, and I was like, holy cow, this is crazy. And had my younger brother was up there with me too, and he drove me back last night, and ready to go today.
Who called you, and at what time approximately was the initial call?
My agent had called me, and then a couple scouts here, Ryan and Reed.
Like afternoon or?
Yeah, late afternoon.
You know, Kurt Warner went from bagging groceries to the NFL, so could you go from Bite Squad or whatever it is?
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good. We're going to get Mitch in and Lynch, or else. All right.